everything that rocks.
Good morning. 7:09 and 69. Already getting hot, man. Telling you what, it's going to be hot today. We do have a heat advisory. All joking aside, be careful. Stay hydrated. We're going to see like a high of 90. It's warm. Heat index in the hundreds. And then tonight dropping down to only 75. So going to be warm for the next couple of days. All right. Drink lots of water. If you're going to be drinking booze, make sure you drink lots of water in between. Let's take your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Fun fact, 11 years ago today, the iPhone was introduced. That's right. Pretty much changed the game when it came to phones. Never seen anything like it. We're just all blown away. And now, damn near everyone has a smartphone. Damn near. I don't know if it's made our lives better, if it's made it worse. Who knows? But all I know is I've played a lot of Candy Crush, watched a lot of videos, and it's all because of the iPhone being introduced. So there you go. More of an Android man myself. Mostly because the iPhones are just ridiculously priced. Adult film legend Ron Jeremy, that's right, Ron the Hedgehog Jeremy, is in big trouble for a sexual encounter that happened when there weren't cameras around. This wasn't a in-front-of-the-camera type deal. TMZ reports that a Washington State woman went to the police after Jeremy made a promotional appearance in Tacoma. She claimed he assaulted her, but prosecutors declined to take up the case. Now the alleged victim has filed a civil suit asking for damages because the actor violently groped her breast when she agreed to have her autograph, when she agreed to have them autographed. So she got her boobs autographed, and now she's saying that he violently groped them. She also accuses him of pulling her shirt down and doing other stuff. So Jeremy has denied any wrongdoing, but it's not the first time he's been hit with such accusations. Former pornographic actresses Danica Dane, Jay Taylor, and Jennifer Steele have all accused him of sexual assault. Looks like the hedgehog's in a little bit of trouble. I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on these days. Lastly, the oldest person ever lived to be 122. So it seems like that's the limit to aging. You know what? 122. And I tell you, that's a hard 122. It's not like they were sprightly at 121, and then 122, they just fell off. You know what I mean? Now, according to a new study, we might be living longer than that. There might not be any limit to how old people can get. The researchers studied data from Italy from 2009 to 2015, and they found a strange phenomenon. As you get older and approach 80, your chances of dying go up a lot every year. But after 80, those chances basically stop going up. And if you make it to 105 years old, your chances of dying totally level off. You get around a 60% chance of passing away every year, but that's it. Now, with the annual 60% chance of dying, eventually those odds catch up with everyone. But in theory, some lucky person could beat the odds over and over. And with modern medicine, they can make it to 130, 150, 200. Who knows? Now, before you start making plans for, you know, what you're going to do for your 200th birthday party, there are two important catches. One is that this is still theoretical, since no one's actually lived that long. And two, the study used a pretty small sample, all right? I don't know. I think with modern medicine and technology, we're going to see it. Maybe not in our lifetime, but I think people are going to live. Eventually, we're going to be able to put our brains in new bodies, man. Think about that. Literally just upload your brain, or at least your thoughts and everything, into a new robot body. We could live forever. I don't know if I want to do that, though. Let's be honest. I'm on my way out sooner than later, and I think that's probably best for everyone. We don't need people living like people like me living to 200, okay? We're just muddying up the water. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?
The morning dump.